This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's start with this and spare me the violin. Sean Combs isn't in shock. He isn't broken. He isn't depressed. He's just feeling what accountability tastes like. And for a man who spent nearly 30 years feasting on things like power, control, and fear in favor of consequence, it must be unbearable. Make no mistake. It doesn't mean you have to have any pity or care. We're told he's anxious, that he's terrified of going broke, that he can't believe he'll be behind bars for 50 months. Imagine that. 4 years. Not 40, not life, four. And in reality, more like two. The same man who turned women into props and staff into accessories, allegedly to abuse them, now calls it devastating that he might lose his fortune in a few luxury bookings. The irony burns. Dipshitty, that's his new name. He thought he'd walk out of the courtroom like he'd walked out of every scandal, every lawsuit, every whispered story that somehow never got traction. He booked a speaking gig. I should say gigs for the week after sentencing. As if the universe would stay on brand for him. As if karma needed an RSVP. That's how insulated his world is. He believed his own hype so completely that he mistook privilege for protection. He believed his story was still the only one that mattered. It's really kind of breathtaking when you look at it. That one's mind, the narcissism, the level of the narcissism. Holy crap. If you've ever been like, oh, narcissist this, that's overblown, that's overused. You know, it's used a lot, but I think there's a reason for it because all roads lead to it. And so many people are so shocked at the level of narcissistic behavior that those around us can dole out. You don't have to have these wild S parties and be interstate trafficking people to be a horribly damaging narcissist to those around you. It's hard for those of us who are not to fathom that human beings can act in such ways, but they can. Diddy, although with a large spotlight on him and a big stage, he's not even the worst of them. Diddy was recently in court and sentenced 50 months, not because of tabloids or rumors or cancel culture, because of evidence, because of a video, because of a pattern so obvious it was practically carved into the walls of that courtroom. The video that shattered the myth, well, that was the 2016 hotel hallway video. The one CNN originally aired. It wasn't the blurry gossip rag footage. It was crystal clear, time-stamped reality. You can see Cassie Ventura trying to flee down a hallway. You can see Combs chasing her down, grabbing her, kicking her. You can see the violence that money once kept hidden. You can see the moment the facade cracked. That video wasn't a bad night. It's a window into who he is when the cameras aren't rolling. The part of the American dream he never wanted the world to see. And what did he allegedly do next? Well, he paid off the hotel staff to bury it. It's not remorse. It's not. That's maintenance. That's how narcissists preserve the illusion. Treat evidence like a subscription that they can cancel. So when the judge called the evidence massive, when the courtroom saw bruises, gashes, broken doors, and decades of accounts from terrified women, it wasn't a witch hunt. It was a reckoning. The sizzle reel of a sociopath is what the judge also got to see during sentencing. In that very same courtroom, for Cassie had laid her soul bare, and so many others did during the trial, recounting the years of trauma, abuse, violence, horrible behavior, that some would rather be dead than continue to have replay over and over in their minds. In that very room, and honest to God, moments after some of this information was just shared, people in tears crying, Combs had the audacity to play an 11-minute self-promotion video. You can't make this up. This is like something from SNL. I mean, think about that. Dozens of women described degradation, terror, physical assault, and his response is a semantic tribute to himself. Friends saying how great he is, family clips, photos with celebrities, all from way before any of this stuff went down, because you can bet your butt none of them said, yeah, put me in that video. All of this set to music. A man facing federal sentencing literally rolled tape on his own highlight reel. He called it proof that he's the American dream. But what we saw was a man so terminally self-absorbed, he mistook narcissism for self-patriotism. The reel wasn't for the court. It was for himself. Narcissists can't grasp consequence. They only understand optics. If they can frame it right, they can think they can live inside their own lie. And a lot of them do. And Diddy clearly is. But this time, the judge didn't care. The montage ended, and so did the illusion. And by the way, if you want to watch that, we got it on the channel. A couple episodes back, just look up Diddy on our channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you'll find it. You'll also find Cassie's letter as well. Cassie Ventura's letter didn't come with a soundtrack. It came with shaking hands and trauma that she still carries 8 years later. She told the court about sleepless nights, about hypervigilance, about uprooting her family to escape the ghost of this man's control. She lives in hiding now. She still looks over her shoulder. Her nightmares aren't metaphors, they're memories. And that's the divide that defines this story. Diddy's despair is about money, reputation, and canceled plans. Cassie's despair is about safety, survival, and memory. When you put those side by side, shock becomes the most insulting word in the English language. That Diddy is in shock that he's facing 4 years in prison. Dozens of witnesses, years of allegations, freak-offs planned like military operations, rooms stocked with baby oil, condoms, Plan B, all sorts of stuff. Staff ordered to comply or disappear, women flown across state lines. The control wasn't sexual. It was psychological. He called it indulgence. His victims called it captivity. Kid Cudi's Porsche exploded after Combs allegedly threatened him. That's not mythology. That's intimidation. And it's part of the same pathology. Dominance through fear. He was very good at it and got away with it for a very long time. And one could argue got away with it and is still getting away with it because some of the charges he should have been charged with, and I know should have, you know, should have, would have, could have, didn't land. So he did get away with quite a bit. Again, says he's innocent of those, allegedly, blah, 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 blah. This wasn't a man losing control. This was a man addicted to it. And when that addiction got off, the withdrawal hit hard. Now he's out of shape, depressed, without purpose. Allegedly, he sits in a cell replaying his own mythology, mourning the empire he built on silence. Excuse me, while I have less pity for him than I've had for serial killers, because at least their victims got to stop living the nightmare. The women Combs abused, they have to keep waking up in it every morning every day of every year for the rest of their lives. He'll get out in a few years. They never will. So what's going on right now with Diddy behind bars? Well, it's a lot of allegations, a lot of people saying, here's what we know. Here's what we do know about narcissists when they collapse. If he's collapsing, if that's what's happening. When they fall, they don't shatter cleanly. They explode inward. And that's might be what's happening right now. He's not grieving the people he hurt. He's grieving the loss of himself, the brand, the myth, the control. He's not crying because he's sorry. He's crying because the mirror finally cracked. And he can't stand what's looking back. We're told he's still clinging to the fantasy of a presidential pardon. That's not hope. That's pathology. And in the world we live in, it's a real possibility. That's the desperate twitch of a man who can't comprehend a world where he isn't exceptional. But there should be no pardon for this. No remix. No rebrand, no limited edition redemption arc. Just the slow erosion of relevance, which for a narcissist is death. Let's not pretend this monster built his castle alone either. He had architects. He had lawyers, publicists, producers, executives, all too happy to profit off proximity to power. Every whisper they ignored, every bruise they rationalized, every NDA they drafted became another brick in his fortress. They knew. Everyone knew. The industry knew. And they chose to profit over protect people and principle. No, the industry would need principles first, wouldn't it? We are talking about the music industry. So when people talk about the fall of Diddy, I don't see one man's tragedy. I see an ecosystem collapsing under its own moral rot. The artists who still defend him, which there's not many, they're defending themselves because if his guilt is undeniable, then so is their silence. For decades, we celebrated him as the embodiment of success, the mogul, the innovator, the self-made king. Well, some did. We let money launder morality. We called abuse eccentricity. We called manipulation leadership, and we called cruelty brilliance. That's how narcissists thrive. They weaponize the culture's appetite for spectacle. Sound familiar to anyone else in our world right now? But now that's the curtain. Now the curtain is down. We see the machinery for what it is. An engine of exploitation disguised as ambition. And I'll say it again, if you're still defending him, you are no different than the machinery that made him. If you watch that hallway video and still post free Diddy, which I know most people aren't, you're part of the sickness. The American dream, he loves to quote, it isn't his to claim. Because the real American dream isn't fame, money, or power. It's accountability. It's the idea that eventually no one is too rich, too connected, or too worshipped to face the truth. He called himself a dream. Turns out he's a nightmare. That dream had to survive. So let him sit in that cell. Let him panic about him fading away into the ether. Let him stew in anxiety about his finances. Let him feel fear for once, because the people he brutalized have been living it for years. Every sleepless night he has, good. Every panic attack, earned. Every moment of despair, a microscopic echo of what he inflicted on others. When the narcissist finally meets reality, there's no encore, just the sound of applause fading into silence. The one sound he can't stand. That silence, that, my friends, is justice. Tell me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not there already, if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, thank you. Hit subscribe there. But do check out YouTube. That's where you can comment and let us know your thoughts on this story and all of them that we're following for you right here. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.